Hello, welcome to the Green Screen of Death. This is Adrian.
This is Bill.
We're in Vancouver at the Cinematheque.
It's like 9:45 a.m.
That's right.
The start of a 24-hour movie marathon.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuts.
It will be. We've done one of these before, and I thought, like, we should do an intro, because last time we just kind of jumped into the reviews right away.
Yeah, and it was a little strange.
It was a little weird.
We didn't really know what we were doing, yeah. So we apologize.
Yeah, we've got to...
But you know what? It's still my favorite episode I think we've ever done.
So. I think so, too.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
it's a lot different. A lot of fun.
I like different.
Yeah, so why don't you tell our listeners the groundwork for why we're here?
Okay, so it seems every 2 years they have this 24-hour movie marathon, and they don't tell us what the movies are.
Yeah.
I love it. They haven't even told us the theme this year.
That's right.
Usually there's a theme. We have no idea. We're walking in blind.
Yeah.
But you know what? I trust these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to some of these movies that have played. I'm going to run over both. There's been two marathons. I'm going to run over all the movies.
Cool.
First one was Sherlock Jr., Day for Night. For your consideration, Close Up, Afterlife, The Player, Burden of Dreams, Bad and the Beautiful, Boogie Nights, which was awesome.
Nice.
Demons, the dubbed version.
Okay.
the worst dub of all time.
Brutal.
Yeah. Cinema Paradiso and Singing in the Rain. Adrian wasn't there.
That's right.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
My love of the movie Close Up came from that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice. I freaking love that. And the one that Adrian went to, they played Groundhog Day, a really awesome, disgusting print of La Jetée.
Yep.
Which looked like it had been, like, dragged through, like, the desert.
Oh, totally.
It was beautiful. Rope, which I think Adrian was a really big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
Hitchcock. Before Sunset. Memento. The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Primer.
Hell yeah.
Oh. Orlando, the worst film I've seen at one of these.
This is brutal.
Brutal. A Brief History of Time. Stephen Hawking documentary. It's quite great. Run, Lola, Run, which picked the crowd up. The Killing. Army of Darkness. Peggy Sue Got Married. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
And to close it off, High Noon.
That was awesome.
So that's the kind of movies where they're playing.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Oh, totally.
There's no real reason to, like, not be here if you live in Vancouver, as far as I'm concerned. We don't even live in Vancouver. We traveled for this shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you've been here a few days.
Yeah, I was actually here last night. I watched a 35mm print of the Federico Fellini film The Ship Sailed On, and then I watched a restored DCP of All That Jazz, which was awesome.
Sweet.
Holy crap, that was great. And, yeah, I'm back 10 hours later to watch 13. There's going to be 13 films.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm hoping we can do one every time the movie ends, we can do a little update.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like that.
Last year, we kind of got tired and, like, didn't do one for, like, three or four movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's really hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Because, like, not only are you seeing lots of movies, there's not much time between screenings.
No.
You've got to refill your coffee, your water.
Like, last time, we were, like, doing the middle of, like, a talking about it, and the film started.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But, yeah, this time I think we're a bit more prepared.
Yes.
So we've got an intro. We're surrounded by a lot of people we love, so...
Yeah, man, that's one thing I like about this one. There's a lot of people here that I think are, like, some of the greatest people on the planet, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. Hopefully they'll come in and join in and talk with us.
Yeah.
Marina was a little shy. She didn't want to come in.
That's right.
A little too early
for
her or something.
What's up with that? Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah, I'm excited for it. So what's your guess for this year's theme?
I think it has to do with the skyline.
Okay.
Yeah. Movies about, like, cities or something like that.
Oh.
On the ad. Shut up, Maria.
Maria said they're going to screen Skyline,
guys,
which I've never seen.
One of the worst sci-fi movies of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
This is going to be great, man.
I like that.
I can't wait for this. I plan my vacation around this.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, that's cool.
I hope the show is not too weird. But, yeah.
Wicked.
I say we go.
Yeah. I think my guess is that it's going to be, like, a female-themed...
That'd be cool.
Marathon. Like, one of the publications said they had hints about the festival in one of their previous articles. And one of their previous articles was, like, about female filmmakers.
Dude, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd be all about that.
Female filmmakers.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So if that's the case, awesome. I guess we'll find out pretty soon.
Yeah. We're minutes away.
So
yeah, so I guess in a few moments, everybody will hear the first movie.
Cool. I say the theater's about half full.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll check in with, in a few moments.
All right.
All right, we're back. We just watched the first movie of the fest or the marathon.
Movie number one was Man with a Movie Camera from the year 1929 from Russia, or USSR.
Yeah.
And it's a goddamn masterpiece.
Yeah, dude. I've never seen it before, so that was a delight.
You've never seen it. Like, there's been nothing like that ever.
No.
Since then.
Yeah.
It's just literally a guy walking around a city with a movie camera. And they're doing techniques that I don't think they invented these things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they hadn't seen any film like Buster Keaton or Chaplin or something like that. They were just doing shit.
Yeah.
It is spectacular. Yeah. It's so punk rock, dude.
It is. There's like tracking shots and like
zero fucks given, man. Like they just sit the camera in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And let trains go by on it.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And they're doing like slow motion photography, matting.
Yeah.
Really amazing mats.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a first film.
Right
off the top.
You can almost say that, like, you know, you can make an argument that, like, stuff like Spielberg Face was in there.
Yeah.
Maybe you got it from there or stuff or, like that.
Like a movie like Samsara.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's the blueprint.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's unreal. Or the Quatsi trilogy or something like that. It's unreal.
Totally.
I think it went over pretty well. I think people cheered when the title card came up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd seen it before, but I'd seen, like, a really bad, like, VHS copy of it. This looked brilliant.
Yeah, it
like,
was beautiful.
Fully recessed. It's a really old film to look that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, off to a hot start.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so the theme, we should tell people the theme. What's the theme again?
Urban cities?
Urban life?
Life or something like that? Yeah.
Any predictions?
Yeah. It's tough. Like, they tell you the theme pretty close to... Oh, here we go. Another movie starting. This is going to happen again. Every time we record, another movie is going to start.
That's right.
All right.
So first movie. Really cool, man.
We'll be back.
Okay, so we just finished the second movie. What was it called again? The More the Merrier.
The More the Merrier.
Yeah.
And from 1943.
Yeah.
It's the third film ever that I haven't not seen at one of these 24-hour
That's pretty awesome. Marathons.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. I love this film.
It was great.
I've never even heard of it.
Really? That's a shocker to me.
I know.
You're like the encyclopedia.
Yeah. It's supposed to be won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Complete surprise. It's a sweet little, like, odd couple comedy that becomes a threesome odd couple comedy.
Yeah.
And it's funny, has heart.
Yeah.
It's charming. The leads are great.
Yeah.
I love this film.
Yeah. So a little bit about the movie. It takes place in Washington.
During a housing crisis.
Housing crisis. There's people can't stay in hotels and apartments are being rented out.
Sounds like Vancouver.
Yeah, it's like scary accurate. And we even get a little bit of that in Victoria sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, this lady, Miss Milligan, decides to lease out her extra room. And Mr. Dingle comes along and just demands the room. Like, just straight up moves in. He's an older man. And he's hilarious.
Yeah, great.
He just does a ton of the heavy lifting in the beginning and hands it off to everybody else.
Yeah. And then in, like, kind of, like, a weird little twist, he decides to rent out half of his room.
Yeah, yeah. To a young guy.
To a young guy. With the hopes of setting the two, the male and the female, up. And it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Complete shock. I never even heard of that film.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. And they did really cool stuff with, like, the camera movements and the way they blocked the actors. It was very, it was beautiful to watch.
So I wonder if they're going by the oldest films first.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we're
going again. So yeah, that was
again.
That was a complete surprise.
More the Merrier, second film.
Love
Here
it.
We go.
You have time.
I know. I know. All right. Okay, so third movie. Why don't you tell everybody about that one?
The Great Jafar Panahi, The White Balloon from 1995, a film I saw a really long time ago and had completely forgotten it.
Okay.
Pretty tension-filled film.
Oh, totally.
It's simple premise. A little girl loses money.
Yeah.
Down like a drain.
Yeah.
And it's her mother's money.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get it back. She's going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's New Year's and they got to buy New Year's presents.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's them trying to get the money out.
Yeah.
It's pretty tension-filled little film.
That's super tension-filled. Yeah. It just keeps building, like, it keeps getting more complicated, and more people get involved, and there's, like, there's even a part where she puts herself in a dangerous situation, and that freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah, it gets a little hardcore there. Yeah. This is some random dude just comes up and starts talking to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've seen it before, but
okay,
I'm pretty sure I also watched a bootleg of it.
Oh, really? Yeah. For his films, that feels appropriate, though, right?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, the great Jafar Panahi. Yeah. How you feeling?
Really good. Yeah. Really good. I'm 3 for 3 so far, and I haven't seen any of these before.
Nice.
And, this is, like, why I come here. It's to up your, like, cinema intelligence.
Yeah, it's like one big giant movie club for 24 straight hours.
Oh, totally.
Seriously, it'd be amazing if you hadn't seen all 13. Like, that would be, like, the greatest thing ever.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I'm just a special freak.
I've just
watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that last one, the More the Merrier, I hadn't seen that one, and that was great.
Yeah, that's great.
I've never even heard of that film, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what I want to... I want to track down.
Yeah.
And, like, show other people that one.
Yeah, during the first 24-hour movie marathon, they played a movie called The Bad and the Beautiful.
Okay.
It was a black and white film from the 50s. I'd never heard of it either.
Wow.
It's also awesome.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys know what they're doing. They program a really awesome theater.
Yeah.
And it sounds like everybody's having a good time, so I'm super happy about that.
I'm starting to pick up on, like, not only is it just, like, urban life, but it seems to be, like, the world perspective of urban life.
And
it really puts my thinking in perspective of, like, what we deal with and, you know, how easy we have it.
I'm hoping they really start to, like, switch it up. Remember last time?
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea was, the theme was time.
Yeah.
And they kept on playing movies that we didn't think of because you think that'd be super obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
But, I hope they switch it up and completely, like, blow us away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've been doing it so far.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
This is so cool. And you can tell they've put a ton of time into this. And
yeah. So, I'm super happy so far.
Right on. Yeah. 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for that now, right?
Yeah. I guess we're getting back into it.
We've got about 90 seconds to spare, so we'll use this up to maybe socialize or something.
Or stretch or do something like that.
I'll go do some yoga.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right. Talk to you in a bit.
That was fourth film?
Yeah.
All right, so we're back. We just watched the fourth film. You know more about it than me.
So Killer of Sheep, Charles Burnett, was technically a lost film for a very long time until the UCA Film Society restored it in 2010-ish area, somewhere around there.
Okay, yeah.
It's a really respected film. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I'm right. Yeah, same here.
I understand it. It's not because I just don't understand it. I completely understand the film. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's really slow and tedious, and it's shot really poorly, and the sound is terrible, and I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah, the ADR, like, it's like, this is the kind of stuff people make fun of.
Yeah.
For, like, The Room and garbage like that.
Yeah.
I was shocked to hear you said it's in, like, the American Film Institute.
Yeah, it's a really, like, big film.
That's crazy.
Just don't get it.
Yeah. I was really tempted to walk out maybe 10 minutes in. I prefer a bit of structure with my movies.
So do I. Yeah, it's very wild verite. I don't know. I just, hopefully the next film is better.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
But you know what? 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good Meatloaf song, too.
Oh, totally.
But, I don't know. Can't win them all.
It's a shame.
Last time we had Orlando.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was pretty late at night, though. That destroyed me.
Oh, dude, if Killer of Sheep had played at, like, midnight?
Yeah.
I would have killed everybody.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said I was going to do this before we started recording. It's 4:16 p.m. right now, so I'm going to try keep a timestamp whenever we record.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I just ate a watermelon donut. Might have been the worst mistake of my life.
Oh, no way.
My God.
Yeah.
My mouth just feels gross now.
I had Earl Grey, and it was okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to just donut flavored donut.
Yeah, give me a chocolate glaze.
Yeah, yeah. Some of that cream shit in the middle.
That's right. Yeah, so we're four deep and we have nine to go.
Yeah, four of 13.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Bring it on, though. I'm having a blast. Totally. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm so glad you got to see some of those early films.
Yeah, because, yeah, so far I haven't seen any one of these. So they're all first-time viewings for me so far.
I still think the ultimate film about, like, a city is Taxi Driver.
Okay.
So I think I'd be really... I'd love to watch Taxi Driver.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Kyle and Jeremy were like, hey, are we going to get Do the Right Thing? And that'd be pretty sweet.
I thought I'd Do the Right Thing, too. I wouldn't have a problem watching that again.
That'd be cool with that, yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Hey. Cool. I guess we'll talk again in a few moments.
All right. Peace.
All right, we're back. We just watched a fifth film. Well, you did. I sat out half the movie.
Nice.
What was this one?
Tokyo Godfathers from Satoshi Kon. Seen it before.
Okay.
It's a good little fun film.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing genre-breaking, but I've always found it fun.
Yeah.
It's too bad you couldn't stuck with it.
Yeah, I had a hard time, like, just staying focused and interested. And I think maybe I'll give it another try, because it seemed like everybody else was really having a good time, and I was just like... I don't want to give off any bad vibes over here, so I'm just going to go outside, drink.
No, man.
I had a coffee. And
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's...
Just for the record, it's 5:56 p.m.
Okay. Man, it's flying by.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We just got told that the next movie is The Projectionist's favorite movie of all time. So
yeah.
Who knows what that means.
That's awesome.
So we're going to watch the Three Colors trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to put us all to sleep now?
Oh. and tunes.
That's Marina casting some shade at the Three Colors trilogy.
After, like, five movies, that's not what we need.
Good point.
Like the first three.
Yeah. Okay. So
how you doing other than the walkout?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I just felt like myself... getting disengaged, and I was just like, I'll just catch up with the real world for
nice
20 minutes and
cool.
Got an invite.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, got an invite to a really cool, kind of prestigious fantasy football league, so I'm really excited about
that.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. Kind of a big deal for me.
You are kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. But it's something that, unless you're into it, like, nobody else will care. So it's like, and I get it. Like, it's...
That's cool.
It's a fake game with fake stats. Nothing is meaningful in there, but I have fun with it.
Right on.
But yeah, feeling pretty good. And
yeah.
Everybody else seems to be having a fun time.
Could definitely go for some food about now.
Yeah. What are you thinking for eats?
Well, there's that pizza place they gave us a coupon for, or there's the cheesesteak place we had last time.
Yeah. I think a lot of people will flood to the pizza place.
That's what I was thinking too, actually.
Cheesesteak?
Cheesesteak it is.
All right.
Pretty sure your bros won't say no to cheesesteak.
Yeah, man. It's all good. All
right.
Cool. So that was movie 5. Movie 6 now.
13.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're, what's the math on that? We're 8 hours into this?
Something like that.
Yeah. I feel... a little dizzy, though. I won't lie. didn't sleep too well. It's funny. Like, I told Melissa where we stayed last night. She's like, "Oh my gosh,
crack den!"
It really was.
Yeah,
I mixed it up with another place. I thought I'd stayed there before.
Meanwhile, I was staying in like a 4-star pimp hotel.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Hilarious. Like, the bathroom was bigger than my bedroom.
Really?
It was hilarious.
Oh man,
I had the entire wall. One wall.
Yeah.
Of my hotel was like glass.
Oh really?
And I looked outside and I thought I was gonna puke. Like, it was sort of borderless glass.
Wow.
And I thought I was gonna get sick.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so pimp.
So you were like Fassbender's character in Shame or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fancy place.
Just not quite as hot.
Yeah, that's right. So the place we stayed at, if I wanted to date last night, I wouldn't have had to go very far.
Nice.
Let's just say that. But, you know, I was too tired for that kind of thing. So
nice.
Kept it pretty quiet last night.
Well, I've got some boost for later on.
Some what?
Some boost.
Okay.
High protein.
Oh, good.
In case we need some protein at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I bought a 6-pack, so nice. I got some muffins. I got some chips.
Nice.
Got some green arrow balls.
Okay. Whatever. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
those are good.
I got lots of stuff.
Oh, cool.
So if you need some snacks, hit me up.
I will for sure, man. Yeah. I will. I think Melissa needs some stuff because she talked about it. She wasn't really prepared. And
nice.
I was like, yeah, that's me too.
Yeah, I got stuff, so.
Cool.
We should be good.
Cool. All right, I guess we can wrap it up till the next one.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys in a few seconds.
Hopefully this next movie is great.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so it is 10:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We skipped one because we had to go get some food.
Yeah.
We actually thought eating a meal might be a good idea.
That's right. Hey, we got the cheesesteak that we got last time.
Good cheesesteak.
Sat in the same spot.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was a good cheesesteak. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, that... It re-energized me big time.
Might have a couple beer in me. Nice. Drinking one right now.
Yeah.
Pause for the cause.
Right on, dude. I'm skipping it because usually one beer, two beers usually knocks me out.
Nice.
So I can't handle it.
Nice. So, yeah, the two films we haven't talked about. The Agnes Varda film Cleo from 5 to 7, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Early French New Wave from a female, not Jean-Luc Godard.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a special film. It's like the before like Sunset with like narcissistic assholes.
Exactly.
And then a woman who thinks she might have cancer, who's a total narcissist, learns to change her ways when she thinks she's sick.
Yeah.
And meets a guy and they just talk.
Yeah.
And it's really sweet and beautiful.
It is.
And I'm a really big fan of that film. I always have been.
Yeah. Every frame is just outstanding and probably my favorite part of the movie. And I had to ask you to confirm, as in the movie, she's like a famous singer. She goes to a jukebox in like a busy restaurant and like plays one of her songs and walks around and tries to see reactions from people. Like,
She's that person.
Yeah, plays her own music.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
And it's shot in black and white.
Oh, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah, really great film.
There were some shots where I was like, how did they do that? Like, what did they... Did they have drones back then? Like,
no, I don't think they did. But, yeah, great film.
Yeah.
I'm glad they played that. The Projectionist. So that was our favorite film of all time.
That's awesome.
And I'm not going to disagree with that. It's a really damn good film.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that they have an opportunity to share with the rest of us like that. That's awesome.
And then, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, for us, they played a better film.
Yeah.
Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express.
Yeah, man.
Which is a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
It's comedic. It's got action in it. People get shot. Christopher Doyle shoots the fuck out of it.
Yep.
It's an amazing film.
Yeah, it's stunning.
As soon as they said Wong Kar-wai, they had this chick intro the film, which was terrible, by the way.
Yeah, she like
gave spoilers.
She's like, make sure you pay attention to this scene and this date and this and this and this. And it's like, I hadn't seen the film before.
I know. I'm just like, that's a massive spoiler.
Yeah, so I put my nose in my phone and tuned her out because I appreciate like if somebody wants to share their experiences or insights in a film, but you know, don't be like pay attention to this.
And as I said earlier, the film stars Tony Leung, a guy who is like, I'm not gay, but I'd fuck Tony Leung.
Oh, me too, man.
He's just a star.
Yeah,
like not only is he in Chungking Express, he's in The Killer.
Yeah, man.
He's in Hard Boiled.
Yeah.
He's not in Hard Boiled. He's in a bunch of, like, Asian films. And he's in The Mood for Love, my favorite Wong Kar-wai film.
Nice.
I think Wong Kar-wai is a genius.
Yeah.
And I'm super glad you got to see that because I don't know the Blu-ray. It's out of print and it's like $300.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
I own it.
Do
the
you?
Criterion?
It's out of print.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I should flip. I'm just kidding.
If you want to flip
I'm not that guy.
If you want to flip it to me for $20, I'm so down with that.
I've owned it for like 2 years.
Nice.
A friend of the show, Don Julio, recommended it to me one time and I was like, oh, I'll order it then. And I never did watch it, but finally it did
now. I sort of have to ask you, why the fuck haven't you watched Chungking Express?
Oh, no good reason, man.
Yeah.
Just lazy.
So good.
I was just completely smitten by the shorter hair girl.
Yeah.
And in the movie, and like she's doing stuff like she's essentially a stalker, like we were talking about that earlier, and but there's something just really charming and sweet about what she does in the movie.
Yeah.
I just couldn't help but like fall in love with her.
It's the tale of two stories, and the first story is good, but the second story is aces.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's a slam dunk all the way. Yeah. Just like so much confidence in the direction and the editing, and yeah, like the way it's shot. It's outstanding.
Yeah, Christopher Doyle's a genius. Yeah. Follows me on Twitter too for some reason.
Oh no way!
Talk to me on Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, "You're Christopher Doyle." Oh my right god, on.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Oh, that's wicked. Yeah. Congrats on that. That's awesome.
So how you feeling?
Pretty good. I was fading before the dinner break. I think it was a combination of, well, lack of sleep. Didn't sleep too well last night. Also, these films are hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
Like, these are the kind of films that you watch, and then you go, like, take the rest of the day to think about it. And we just watched, how many? Seven of them?
Yeah.
These are, like, they're mind-expanding films.
And, yeah.
I haven't seen a single one of them until today. But I'm so glad.
Which is awesome, because the last one you had seen some of the films. And I was like, shit, I want Adrian to watch a bunch of old films that he hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Like, even I haven't seen a film today.
Yeah, that's cool. I was shocked by that.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm feeling great once that food got in my stomach. Cause
oh, yeah.
I had a really small donut.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've eaten since 10 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I had A&W breakfast this morning. I was walking by. I was like, okay, I better get something in me because
I went to White Spot and had a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually was actually food.
Okay,
I was going to need it, but we went like 10 hours without eating.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, and it went by like in a flash.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
that's one thing. 5 minutes between films.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick.
It's hardcore, man.
Yeah,
but I love it. You know, everybody gets up. We all take like our bio breaks and fill up a water, coffee, or beer, and away you go.
Yeah, I'm drinking something called White IPA, Strange Fellows White IPA.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's a little hoppy for my taste.
That's but, right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you like the meal in a can kind of thing.
Yeah. Right? We had our first casualty. Colleen left.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
She has issues with movement on screen. She gets vertigo.
Oh, no.
So she has to get up if she's getting it and has to, like, walk away. And I guess she just had enough, which is fine because this is hardcore.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
Awesome to see you, Colleen.
It was good to see you, Colleen. Yeah. Like, yeah, nothing but love, because we don't get to see her that often, so something I'd love to change, come over here more often
and
do stuff like this and plan movie days or something.
Yeah, every place in the world should have a theater like this.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just program really good shit.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, this place is an institution. Like, I'll at least a couple times a month, I'll jump in there just to see what they're playing, and... I'm blown away every time. I'm just like, God, I wish I could live like right next door to that, the Cinematheque.
Before all that jazz last night, they played a trailer. They're having an Asian film festival, and they're like playing Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh, wow.
And they're playing some like 50s Asian films and 60s Asian films. And a Stephen Chow film. It's like unreal.
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
So big, big shout out to the Cinematheque. Thanks for this. While I'm still awake and can actually say that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the programming's been top-notch, and the presentation's been top-notch.
They always find a way to make a really crappy DVD look good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Some of the stuff they play isn't available.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So, yeah, as we said before, if you live in Vancouver, shame on you for not being here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is awesome. Well, I think we have a few minutes left for our break here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stretch out a bit.
Yeah, I should... Should have brought my yoga mat or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a bit, man.
All right. All right. See you guys in a few seconds.
Peace.
Four. It is 2:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We watch movies 8 and 9?
Yeah. We just we skipped one because we had no time again.
Yeah.
So film 8 was the best film in the 1980s. Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Hell yeah.
Former movie club movie.
Yeah, man.
Almost wish you'd seen it here on the big screen the first time.
Yeah.
But beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've said enough about Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's quickly ascending my ranks of all-time films.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely didn't get any worse for me.
Yeah.
And film number 9, Attack the Block, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's our midnight movie.
Joe Cornish, baby.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's still a horror film. That's not really a horror film,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's more action comedy.
I love Attack the Block.
Yeah.
It's so good. It was a nice little pick-me-up.
Oh, yeah.
John Boyega and company just kicking some alien ass.
Yeah, man.
So good.
It's all about it. Yeah. I remember watching that movie. And then, like, maybe a year later, we were just randomly talking about it, and you were talking about how Boyega was cast for Star Wars. And I was like, who's John Boyega? He's the lead guy.
Yeah, you'll know. Oh. You'll know.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool to see him, like, in his breakout role. And
so good.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good. Yeah, I feel really good.
Yeah.
I struggled before the dinner break, but that's just because the movies were so hardcore. Like,
I was starving, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really hungry. And some of the movies, yeah, like, I think I mentioned, can't remember if I mentioned on the podcast or just in conversation, but some of them, you know, just watching it would require you to walk away and, like, go contemplate life by the ocean or something.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. But we're watching it, like, bang, 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 bang. And
hell yeah.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I'm
having a great time.
Yeah. Do you have any guesses for the last couple movies?
I'm still going with Taxi Driver. You said City of God.
Yeah, I think City of God will be.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's one of my guesses. I was just thinking, like,
I wouldn't have picked Attack the Block.
Yeah.
But great choice.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's an excellent choice. So, yeah, we're just after 2 o'clock. We're all feeling pretty good and having an awesome time. And
guess we'll kick ass. On.
Yeah, man.
See how much we've fallen by next screening.
That's right.
It'll be about 4 o'clock in the morning. So.
Yeah. Well, I just... during Attack the Block, I drank my one monster that I brought.
Nice.
Energy drink. So,
here we go.
Here goes our next movie.
All right, man. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay. It is 5:46 a.m.
How you feeling?
Good. Yeah. I'm,
How's the napping been?
Oh, good. I've been, the only time I nodded off was, like, I guess yesterday, I guess you could say.
Nice.
Yeah. Been going strong, though. How about you?
Good. I'm fine.
Right on.
I'm film festival strong, man.
Yeah.
This shit doesn't tire me.
Right on.
Where were we? Did we talk about Attack the Block? I think we did.
I don't know.
Well, Attack the Block.
I don't think we did.
If we did, Attack the Block is awesome.
Yeah.
Then after Attack the Block, the original version of The Taking of the Pelham 1-2-3.
That was sweet.
This was a really tight little crime thriller.
Yeah.
About guys who rob a train and the cops that try to stop them.
Yeah.
Quite good.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite of my dad's, actually.
Nice.
Watched it a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hey, Maria.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Almost there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then after that, kind of a out-of-the-blue surprise, Tangerine.
Yeah.
The Sean Baker film.
Yeah.
Which I was not as high on as Adrian when we first saw it.
Yeah.
You've maybe come around a little bit on that?
Well, no, I still love the film.
Yeah.
But I can see your thing about the taxi driver just kind of goes against the motion of the movie,
yeah,
the narrative. Just like he halts it big time.
The two main characters, the two females, are so magnetic that it's just like he just isn't.
Yeah.
And it's really, really noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, I like the film. I just have that problem with it.
Oh yeah. No, that's understandable.
And he shot it with an iPhone.
Yeah.
And it looks so good on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really glad we could see it on the big screen because, I watched it at home.
Yeah, I watched it on iTunes.
On demand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
Two more films. But before Tangerine, they played videos for Let Forever Be by the Chemical Brothers and Defunct by Daft Punk.
Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty good videos.
Yeah.
Spike Jonze.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking we were going to get like a Spike Jonze movie, but I don't know if any of his come in 90 minutes.
No.
So,
but no, it's two more to go.
Yeah.
There's a short on this one, too.
Oh, is there?
Hopefully it's another cool music video.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'm having a blast, man. This has just been really cool adventure. And the cool thing is, like, it's... What's the theme again? It's, like, urban lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it feels like we've gone a journey around the world.
Totally.
Kind of thing, so...
Yeah, I'm happy everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Hope everybody comes back in 2 years if they have it again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sign me up again.
Yeah.
I'd love it if it was an annual thing.
Yeah, me too.
I understand if it's...
I don't know. Some people might have to recoup.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people look pretty rough.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm on my second cup of coffee.
Okay. I think I've had three.
No energy drinks.
Yeah.
Or anything. Okay. I haven't even had caffeine.
Really?
This is my second thing of caffeine.
Oh, cool.
As I said, I'm pretty festival strong.
Right on, dude.
So, yeah. This is two more movies, and we're traveling for 3 hours.
That's right. Yeah. We get to make the journey home.
And, yeah.
But the good thing is, like, the last time we walked, like, we did the transit thing the whole time.
Yeah.
This time we're going to catch one SkyTrain and we're going to drive the rest of the way.
Nice.
I just did not want to do the walking thing.
No, definitely. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I feel like those guys at the end of, what was that? Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Remember when they were like running at the end? And, yeah, it was.
Nice.
That's kind of how it felt. So
nice.
But yeah, home stretch here, man.
Yeah, two more.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're gonna blow our socks off here.
Yeah, I'd like something high energy here. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, two more.
Cool.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Talk with you in a few.
Nice.
What time is it? I'll check. Or you got it.
Yeah, so.
7:39.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just finished watching the 12th film?
Yeah, film 12.
Well, you did. I kept nodding off, and then I just went outside.
Yeah, we just watched Speedy from Harold Lloyd from the 1920s. Silent film.
Yeah.
I hate Harold Lloyd.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yeah, he's the poor man Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
Without any of the physical skills or pure class and enjoyment.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a kind of a hard time getting into it as well. I think, I don't know. I'm so tired right now.
It took the wind out of my sails.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, so hopefully the final film is something that'll bring me back up.
Yeah.
Because, man... I'm not feeling it right now.
Yeah, that was it was pretty rough.
It's crushing.
It is.
Because we were on quite the streak. Some really great movies have played.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I hope people like Harold Lloyd. I just don't. You know,
yeah.
Whatever. Can't win them all.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, how you feeling, man? Pretty good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah.
I can do 15 more movies. Let's go.
Yeah. You say that, but you're serious. Like, that's something that people should know. You're actually serious about that.
I am very serious. By the way, when I get home,
yeah,
I'm going to see Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you're crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to bother with that. I just, I think I saw the second one.
Yeah.
And you know, fuck Johnny Depp and everything he stands for.
We just had they did a quiz, and I honestly didn't cheat.
Yeah,
and I got 3 wrong on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know the book the Daft Punk dog had.
Oh yeah, it was like Hot City Nights or something. What was it? What was that book called?
Bay City Nights. Yeah.
Bay City. Oh
yeah.
Whatever. Damn. Okay.
There was a couple other questions I didn't get either.
Yeah.
We're going to ask which one's the Cleo.
Oh, what was...
That's the other one I didn't get.
I counted... I said hats.
I said... I didn't fill it in. And,
okay.
I got the Nick Frost floor.
What was it?
And Attack the Block.
I put 14.
It was 19.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know. I just...
I got everyone except the Cleo one.
Oh, are you serious?
I know I got a mullet. Oh,
okay.
What's your pick for the final film?
Did you give it to her yet?
I got Jair's Rent.
Rent? Okay.
Please don't be Rent. if it's Rent, I'm catching the 9 o'clock ferry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Kyle, why don't you join in here for a minute? This whole time we've had baby bro Kyle here. You haven't joined the podcast yet, so how's your 24-hour marathon treating you?
Oh, I love it. It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, man. I thought it was really important to get you here because, you know, you love film and you know, you're taking those steps, right?
Question is, did Harold Lloyd kill you as much as it killed us?
Yes, it did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
At first, I was like, oh, it's kind of beautiful. I'm like, oh, it's really boring.
He has no charisma at all.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed so far, bro?
The more the merrier. It was great seeing Do the Right Thing on the big screen. What else? Attack the Block, same thing.
Nice.
Because I think for us it was DVD or was it Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
Yeah. Chungking Express.
Yeah.
And then it was cool, awesome seeing Tangerine. That was a wicked surprise.
Seen which, sorry?
Tangerine on the big
screen. Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
There's just so much energy and life to that movie. Mm-hmm. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's your guess for... Oh, you said Rent? Yeah. Okay.
I say either Taxi Driver or Lost in Translation.
Yeah, Lost in Translation, I can see that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That film's all about its town, right?
Oh, totally, fish out of water kind of thing. Like, cultural clash.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But yeah, I'm going to sit down and get ready for this, because...
Yeah.
You know, if it's a bad film, I'm walking. No, I won't, but...
Yeah.
If it's Rent, I'll walk.
How about that? Yes. I haven't seen it, actually, but...
It's shit.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the final check-in for the Cinematheque 24-hour movie marathon. We just finished. Well, we're at the ferry, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel, man?
As good as I always do, man.
Right on, dude.
I'm festival strong.
Nice.
Yeah. I can do this all day. Let's watch some more.
Yeah, and you're going to, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go home and watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you're a madman.
I'm stupid like that.
That's right. So what was the final movie?
The final two. Did we talk about Speedy?
No.
Yeah, so the... Harold Lloyd from the 1920s silent film.
Yeah.
I hate Harold Lloyd.
Oh, I think we did, actually.
Did we talk about it?
I think so.
All right.
Even if we didn't, whatever. It was boring.
Yeah, it sucked. But the final film did not suck. Rear Window, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of his classics.
Yeah, man.
Which sucks, because I think you saw that only about like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
At one of the Cineplex classic screenings.
Yeah.
But that was still pretty fun, to be able to see it with that audience. And with that fatigue settled in, the tension, it's still very tense, man.
Yeah, it's a really great film. Yeah. And a nice way to, you know, it's a pretty punishing day.
Yeah.
But I think we all survived, so that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know much else to say. We've talked a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
I would love for them to do it every year. But if it's every other year, which has been the trend so far, maybe that's the recovery time I need.
There was less Hollywood films this time.
That's true.
Yeah, the last one, there were some Hollywood films that were kind of like out of the blue.
Yeah.
They went to punish you at the beginning of this one.
I think so.
Yeah, they wanted just to we're going to flex a bit here.
Yeah.
And make sure you guys are paying attention.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it was pretty cool, and we got a quiz at the end, which was pretty fun to see see how many answers you could get correct. They asked you questions about all the movies we watched, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got one wrong.
Yeah, I think I got two or three wrong.
Yeah.
It was the attack the block question. I can't remember what else. I should have taken a picture of my thing. Whatever.
The five people who got perfect cheated.
Oh, it had to have. Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
I didn't say that.
That's right. So if that girl's listening, you cheated. We know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, do you want to chime in at all? You have fun?
Oh, yeah. It was super fun.
How you feeling?
Oh, good. No, I wasn't feeling too great afterwards. Yeah. The walk through the...
To the Skytrain?
The Skytrain. That was like torture.
Imagine, like, last time we did it, we walked the whole thing. So we caught the Skytrain, waited for a bus, caught the bus to the ferry, and then, like, walked on, walked off, caught the bus home, and... Jesus. That sucks.
It was a really long day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So at least we're driving this time, so it'll be a lot easier.
Really, really big shout out to the Cinematech staff.
Oh yeah.
It was perfect.
Absolutely.
Everybody was super cool.
Yeah.
Including the audience who didn't do anything stupid, like nobody broke out a bong or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was perfect.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for a better setup.
Oh, totally. And they kept everything running smoothly.
Yeah.
Everything started on time, and that's hard to do under those circumstances.
Even though we knew it was coming, it was still really hard to record.
Yeah.
A couple times we kind of got lost there.
Oh, totally.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird episode.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of the questions was, what was your favorite movie? You said Chungking Express.
I think Wong Kar Wai is a genius, and nice. I think Christopher Doyle is a genius.
Yeah.
So, I know you guys hadn't seen Chungking.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
It was way up there for me. That came to mind for me. I picked Man with the Camera, just because it was so next level, and it's like, when was it shot? Like 1924?
Yeah.
I was just like, holy shit, like, I don't know if any filmmaker could do that. Even with all the advanced technology we have now, the camera equipment we have, like, it would be a daunting task.
They didn't have any rules.
Yeah.
They were just like, well, let's just try this.
Yeah.
And that breeds greatness.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't getting imported 35mm prints of Buster Keaton.
Yeah, exactly.
They were in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't have a clue what they were doing.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's scenes in that film that I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, there's a scene where there's a guy standing on top of a camera in a city.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I'm sure it's a mat.
Yeah.
But, holy shit, that was done in 1924.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool, the way they shot them setting up the cameras.
Yeah.
They had a couple cameras going at a time. That was awesome. What was your pick, Kyle?
The More the Merrier.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that movie.
That was the surprise film. That was the only one I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, shockingly good.
Yeah.
I usually don't go for films like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I usually find them a little too hammy.
Yeah.
This one was hit all the right notes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the female actress, she was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Which is, you know, that's how you measure greatness, right? It's by Oscar nomination. I'm joking, of course.
Yeah, if you want to talk about greatness, the lead actress in Cleo 5-7 and Grace Kelly.
Nice.
Greatness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, so overall a blast. We all survived. We still breathing, and I still feel pretty good for the trip home. But
everybody we hung out with, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You're all class. We probably shouldn't mention your names here, but I'm really tired.
Yeah.
And anybody who lives in Vancouver that we know who didn't come, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Travel time, it takes us about 5-6 hours each way.
Plus, I don't think we stopped pimping this shit.
Yeah.
You've heard about it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to everybody who came out, you're awesome.
Yeah. We love you. You're the best. It was cool, too, to hang out. Like, I sat out of Tokyo Godfathers. Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
And it just so happened that Melissa arrived 5 minutes after I walked out. Nice. So
she recognized you?
Yeah, we chatted up. Nice. Chatted each other up right away. And
that was nice. Are you Adrian from the green screen of death?
That's right. went something like that. Nice. There might have been some screaming and crying.
Nice.
Mostly from my side. So, yeah, it was fun.
Right on.
Yeah, so, yeah. Another one in the books.
Yeah. I guess our next big event is Fantastic Fest.
That's right.
Yeah.
In September.
That shit's going to be real.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
I've already got a plan. Like, I'm fucking Franklin barbecue first day. I'm going to stand in line.
Nice.
Last day, I'm going to hit a barbecue.
Nice.
And every day in between, I'm going to try to hit another barbecue place.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Because I don't think I'm ever going to Texas again.
Yeah. Probably.
Because I'm pretty sure it's going to cost me $5,000 to go on vacation in September.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Fantastic Fest and VIF.
Yep.
That's hardcore, dude.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll think about it when I get the bill.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool, man. That's cool. Any last parting words before we shut her down?
No, I'm good, man.
Cool. Well, I guess we should tell people where they can find us online. I have a Twitter account. I'm at Adrian_Charlie. You can find the show on Twitter at @TheGreen_Screen. We have a Facebook account as well. Just run a search for The Green Screen of Death. You're on Twitter as well.
Right? I am at SoundJam69. Say hi. Kyle, pimp your shit.
Kyle, tell our listeners about your Twitter account and your photography page.
Yeah, I have Twitter. It's at Kyle Charlie, and my Instagram is at Kyle R Charlie, IE at the end.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, do you tell us a little bit about some of the shoots you've been doing lately?
Yeah, I'm really working on. My goal is to shoot feature length and documentary and shorts. So what I'm really practicing on right now is photography and framing and, like, some of the things I hold in mind, I'm just trying to put it on the screen there.
Yeah.
I'm digging the 4K drone shit, man. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I'm just, yeah, it's practicing because, like, I'm hoping within the year, within this, like, next 12-month period to get a project going and...
Cool.
Yeah, get her going, so I'm just trying to practice.
Right on, better. Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best. We'll be here to support you all the way.
Damn right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Did you mention your Facebook page?
Yeah, that one is Kyle, like, it's facebook.com/KyleCharlieFotoVideo.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, thanks, man, and thanks for coming. Thanks for rolling.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, and we'll do it all again in 2 years.
Yeah, I'm definitely in.
I'm going to live forever. Ha-ha! Aston. All right. Let's shut her down. Let's get out of here.